Welcome to the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org. Enjoy the podcast.
Seeing is believing is not only what Missourians say, but it is what we tend to say in order to know what is real. When we've been hurt and disappointed by our past expectations failing, we want a way to be sure about what is true. We step into Easter, being able to see. What happens in our lives when we only can trust what we see just with our physical eyes, then we miss out on the great array of what can only be seen with our faith eyes. But if we pull together our physical eyes with our faith eyes, then we see the more complete picture of what God is seeking to show us on Easter Day. We step into the experience of Easter. We step into the truth of Easter. We step into the power of Easter. That in my brief Easter message, these are the three movements that will guide us through the experience of what we can see when we combine both our physical eyesight and the eyes of faith. The eyes of faith can see 2020 in light of the resurrection. The eyes of our physical eyes can be clouded by all kinds of experiences and prejudice that have happened along the way. My prayer today is that you will have 2020 vision with the eyes of faith. We're not free to live until we are not afraid to die. This past week, as so often in my life, I find myself next to an open grave, there at a graveside with the family. Being able to face our fear and let Easter to set us free is a message that I give because it is the message of where we live as people. From the birth of Cooper to the life and the death and the resurrection that is there for all of us, we can be set free from anything that holds us back with the shackles of fear. When Christ has overcome the worst, then he invites us to come step into the Easter, step into the promise of what he provides. I know that where my ashes will be and where my casket will be placed into the ground, it's a simple piece of ground in the Burney Cemetery. And there at that Burney Cemetery one day, hopefully years from now, but it could be this week, buried among the Holland tombstone. But more importantly than that, because of the grace of Christ, he gives me a confidence to be able to see what is most real within my life, and that's an eternity beyond the grave. The eternity of the promise, and the same is true for you and for me, because we're not free to live until we're not afraid to die. Because Christ has overcome death, and in his victory over death, we can see that the Christ resurrection moves away the stone from that which would enslave us to death, fear, hold. Easter then gives us the eternal victory. Next to the words that you see in this slide are words that you see in the photograph of a picture with our physical eyes to see when believers came from Africa into Old Jerusalem and happened to be there on the old streets, and they were carrying the cross to walk the stations of the cross in the remembrance of the Via Dolorosa and the remembrance of Christ making the journey to Calvary. After being unjustly accused, unjustly arrested, and unjustly tried, unjustly condemned, so it was Christ, the perfect one who's ever lived this earth, went to a cross not because he deserved it, but he went to the cross because he saw a vision on the cross that was more than what the Roman power saw, more than what the religious leaders could see. He saw you and he saw me. He saw our sin. He saw how we can be enslaved by the fears of the things in this world that cause us to sin, that grab a hold of our heart and will not let go on their own. The power of what we can see then with the eyes of faith is Christ on the cross died in a way that our sins could be forgiven and we could be set free. We step into the experience of Easter. Now we can step into the truth of Easter. That I believe in the reality of Christ's resurrection for many reasons. But among those reasons, as you can see with your eyes of faith, the garden tomb, there in Jerusalem, the eyes of your physical eyes, this is the scene of a historical location where one can go to Old Jerusalem and to be able to experience the feel of the Easter resurrection. But I believe in the reality of Christ's resurrection because I've been with believers as they were about to die. Some of your family members and many of your friends, when we have been there together with them as they were about to die, then in the midst of that experience, or those who I've been with as they actually physically died, what I didn't see was death, but what I saw was life. I saw their awareness that they were stepping into a reality greater than earth itself. I saw in their awareness that God was taking them on a journey that as they were about to breathe their last breath, they were stepping into the new breath of life that God was going to provide in heaven. I believe in the power and the truth of the resurrection of Christ because people have shown me the way when they have been on the edge, when they have been on that sacred cusp of leaving earth, stepping into life after death, and what they saw gave a glorious sight of what is most real. That being next to a body that no longer was breathing, being next to a body that has finished its time on earth, being next to a body that is speaking the fear that we fear the most, death itself, but realizing that in 1 second there was life, and the next second there's not, and that that isn't the end of the story because God doesn't work that way. The biblical account of the story of resurrection is true. There has been no Bible more, there's been no book more criticized, analyzed, and reviewed than the Scriptures. There has been no life more examined than the life of Christ. There's been no event in the life of Christ that has been more put under the microscope of skeptical minds than the death and the resurrection of Christ Jesus. And consistently, with eyes of evidence and the eyes of the heart, we can see that overwhelming abundance of the evidence for the reason of the reality of Christ Jesus. When Christ rose, there was the wonderment if he would, but there wasn't the expectation that he would. The firsthand witnesses of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Gospels of the New Testament, all of them speak about the disbelief that the believers were going to have about his coming resurrection. He appeared to witnesses early on, not because they could be the most reliable people in the courtroom, because they were reliable in their life and their faith, but they were women or they were people who weren't in the upper crust of society. But Jesus always reveals himself to people who are available, and in that resurrection, Christ rose the level of women to equal to that of men because they first saw the awareness of the resurrection of Christ. They stepped into the tomb expecting to see a body, but instead they saw the evidence of the absence of his body. Their eyes of their body were trying to catch up with the eyes of their faith were trying to show them. The evidence of Christ's resurrection was the absence of his body and the presence of his resurrection in their midst. Easter fits the nature of God. Just as spring will follow winter, just as sunrise follows a sunset, just as seeds planted into the ground will sprout new life, so it is, it fits the nature of God to continue the life story. And so Jesus, who was and is and forever will be, the past, the present, and the future, said there was a time like with Cooper Charles Scott that he was born in the world by parents who loved him. And his life has begun. And we pray that he will have a long life, for a child today could have a life expectancy of 120 years. But the time will come when his life, like my life and like your life, will come to an end. But along the way, that seed, just like we were born, it will have this new life to be that which is in heaven. Easter experience asks us to step into the experience of Easter, step into the truth of Easter. Now I have the key question. Are you living in the Easter power? Are you living in the so what, so difference that this makes? Just like when we are standing next to an open grave in a cemetery, what we feel in our heart is what we actually believe and feel. We don't play games around death. But our lives need to rise to the stretch of what God is wanting to show us in the promise to be set free to live on earth because we are not afraid to die because he has won. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Are you living in this power of Easter? That's what the New Testament people describe. Paul in Romans 8:11 says that who raised Jesus from the dead now lives in you. In you. This is not a story about the resurrected Christ. This is the story of the resurrected Christ in our midst with eyes of faith that we may then see with eyes of our body the evidence of his being at work within our life. Now this is a character some of you will remember. This is little Ziggy, that cartoon character that was popular several years ago that was my favorite when I was a boy, a young man. Because Ziggy character was, he was always trying to figure out life. He never felt like he had a confidence to solve the problem, to get to the place where he needed to be to really release the promise. And when Tom Wilson, who penned the cartoon strips and telling the story, was a way of saying to us, if you fear in your insecurity, no, Ziggy has been there. But relax in the promise that you can find an answer. So what Vicky does in my Easter basket, and yes, she makes an Easter basket for me every Easter day. It's there early on Sunday Easter morning because it's an early day in our household. And here was Ziggy this morning. You know, my favorite Ziggy cartoon strip was when Ziggy was trying to get to a place that he hasn't been to before. And he went to one of those maps, those logistical maps that say, you know, you were here and where you're wanting to go is there, and it shows you how to get there. Well, when Ziggy saw that map, it said to him, you can't get there from where you are. I mean, where's the hope in that? And the truth is, we can't get to eternal life and resurrection from where we are in our own power. We can only get there by the power who is greater than our power. We can only get there by the power who has empowered us by way of faith to be lived in our earthly lives. We can only get there by the one who has overcome death, the one who has whooped up on death by life, who has defeated hatred with love, who has overcome sin with grace, and who wins over despair with hope. That is the one. That is the power. But the power which he gives to us to receive this power, one by then seeing what is real. We step into the scripture story that the Hicks read for us. It's a story of what is real. The question was asked, why Mary, why Joanna, why you courageous women who are here, why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is alive, he is not here. The angel was trying to give them time to catch up with their message. What you see here is the picture of a 94-year-old man, Dr. John Goodenough. Don't you love that name? Some of you will even love it more that he continues to teach at University of Texas in Austin. At the age of 57, he won the patent that began the lithium battery. And now at age 94, he and a team of researchers from around the world are about to have a patent for a battery that they say will revolutionize the source of energy. And when the New York Times reporter was interviewing Dr. John Goodenough just a few weeks ago, it closed the article with this, because they noticed that in his office was a artwork of the Last Supper, Jesus with the apostles at the Last Supper. And they asked him, what's the source for your continuing to do your research at age 94? And he said, God sets us free. And that God wants us to talk about what is most important in life. And when I look at that Last Supper painting, it reminds me of Jesus with the apostles talking about things that matter. And when we as scientists, we as people searching for truth, talk about things that matter, overlooking our own blindness, overlooking our own prejudice, to be able to see the truth for what it is, then that's when we make our discoveries. And so we step into this Easter with the same kind of faith that this 94-year-old scientist is showing us from his life, but the work of his life, stepping into this power that he provides. See what is real. Embrace. Embrace God's reality. The reality that is beyond what we can see on our own, but that we can see this reality in light of him. See, right now, problems have a way of just kind of coming us and trying to blind us that all we can see are problems. But God says, I know your problems. Give them to me. Trust me. Give them to me. Relax in light of the problems because they're going to provide a pathway to see my promise for you. See them. And to see to be able to, within that embrace, that God comes with the reality that he is risen and he is risen for you. Then to be able to step into the promise of what he provides to live, to be able to live the resurrected life in such a way that we know when we walk away from today's service and we walk into the rest of our life, we're continuing to ask, Lord, what does this resurrection mean for me now in my life? That I may say yes to Jesus Christ and begin a life with him as Savior. I may begin a relationship with Christ to step into the promise of eternal life. I love you. I need you. Forgive me for my sins. And in that, we step into the beginning, but not the end of our faith story. We live the resurrected life and we allow the spirit of the resurrected one to get us out of bed in the morning and send us through the day, give us grace at the evening of the day, and let us have a vision of what our lives can mean. In the wonderment of Christ, step into the rest of your life with his power. And that's the story of our Trinity family. It is a story of Christians around the globe today in a world that is terrified by terrorism, terrified by the threat of death, terrified in such a way that fear seeks to control us, that we need the resurrection story to be lived out among the people of faith. And so this image, this picture taken of the Trinity campus at Mulberry, overlooking with the eyes of faith by way of our spire on the downtown San Antonio, is how our ministries of our church are seeking to give ministry throughout America's seventh largest city and to regions around the world. Your offerings have helped to feed the hungry people dying of starvation in Kenya this week. Your offerings help the resurrection story of people who've been baptized this month. The offerings of your faith, the offerings of your talent, the offerings of your wisdom is the proof for the rest of the world with skepticism to see this truth for them. Oh, seeing is believing. Seeing with the eyes of faith and the eyes of Christ, shaping the eyes of our reason, for he is risen. He is risen indeed.
We hope you enjoyed your segment of the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org.